I'm Jeff Smith from the Hickoids, Sauce Tex, and the Austin Corn Lovers Fiesta.
Welcome, Jeff. And I was hoping you could give us maybe a brief history of how the Austin Corn Lovers Fiesta started out.
How it started was, I think it was, we were in California, actually, and we were playing some unsatisfying show, and somebody was looking at their phone, and they said, oh, look, here's the lineup for Austin City Limits Festival this year. Once again, it didn't really seem to feature any Austin talent. Maybe three acts out of 80 or whatever. And don't get me wrong, I know that Austin City Limits is a very important brand and very near and dear around here. But the festival itself, outside of the fact that it's held in Austin, could be Coachella or Bonnaroo. We decided we were going to have a similarly acronymed festival. And I believe my friend Kevin Colonna actually came up with the Corn Lovers part of it. The Hickoids being heavily identified with corn from our debut album, We're In It for the Corn. The follow-up EP, Hard Corn. It kind of grew from there. So it started out as a snarky jab, and now it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And so now we're not really indignant about the other ACL. We're kind of more like the Jewish mother. We're like, you go on with your fancy festival and we'll keep doing what we're doing over here. So. And I understand that they shell out big money for those acts, and that's what they've got to do to compete. And I guess what I'd like the takeaway for people to be is that you can go see those great bills any weekend in Austin for next to nothing. I mean, there's world-class local bands that are playing every night of the week here. And it's the lowest common denominator of Austin music. It doesn't speak to what's extreme and great in this town.
You know, I guess for a time you could have seen it as the Rebel, the Rebel Festival or whatever. But now I hear, especially from a lot of native Austinites, that they love it. This is something that's loved and people really look forward to it.
It was a happy accident, you know, that it has developed this way. I think that for people who do look forward to it, that, you know, one, it's very economically inclusive. You can go see a stellar lineup of bands, maybe walk in the door for free, as is the case a couple nights this year.
Who are you excited to see?
I'm excited about everybody because I play in a band, but I'm a fan. And it doesn't matter whether a lot of people want to see the people I want to see. But personally, I'm very, very excited to see Davey Allen. He was originally supposed to play Ponderosa Stomp, and it didn't work out for whatever reason. And his band leader, Mike Vernon, who's with Three Balls of Fire and has spent a lot of time in Austin, he was looking for a show in San Antonio. And so Ponderosa Stomp's loss ended up being our gain.
Okay, so this is me geeking out, but how did you get Mike Watt for the Fiesta? I mean, this is someone who is, I guess you could say, an underground legend. Like, we're talking about the Minutemen. And, you know, when the Stooges reunited, you know, he started playing bass with them. This is a big deal.
Well, I promoted a Minutemen show 30-something years ago, 31 years ago, maybe, at Taco Land in San Antonio. Our mutual friend David Ensminger, who does a lot of punk rock writing, has a book out called Visual Vitriol. It's a punk rock flyer book. Great guy. Lives in Houston, university professor there. So he said, hey, you know, Mike's got a radio show. You should send him some stuff. So he and I have, you know, kept in touch over the past few years. And I actually asked him to come out last year, and he was already committed with Iggy or something. But I started on him early this year and got him hooked in. So worked out well.
I think that about wraps it up, Jeff. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just make the scene. And thank you very much for having me in.